اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Salam alaikum, Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider. How are you?
Fine, sir. How
Fine,
are
inshallah?
You?
Yes. Okay, that's great. Ali Nasir, how
are you? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Fawad Haider?
Fine.
Okay, thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for joining us today. In this session, again, we have our brothers from Sevier International School. So we are going to, inshallah, hold another Quranic session for you. So, respected brothers, today, inshallah, in this session, we will be working on the 15th ayah or verse number 15 of Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 1 of the Quran Kareem, in part 1 of the Quran Kareem. So, this ayah is also very much important, explaining about the previous ayah about the hypocrites, okay? It's the continue of the previous ayah that we learned in the previous session. So, before we start, let's listen to ayah 15 and also ayah 16 of Surah Al-Baqarah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahu yastahzi'u bihim wa yamudduhum fi tughyanihim ya'mahun. Ulaika alladhina ishtaraw ad-dhalalata bil-huda. فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ.
Okay, alhamdulillah, nice recitation. Now let's recite together. Listen and repeat, all right?
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون.
الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون.
أحسنت. Next ayah.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى.
فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين.
فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين.
أحسنت. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. In the previous ayah, Allah Almighty was saying that whenever they hypocrites, they meet the believers, they said, we are believers. Amanna, yes? Qalu amanna. And whenever they get alone with their devils, with their, like, the same people as themselves, okay, the hypocrites, the other ones, they would say that, inna ma'akum, we are with you, not with the believers. Okay? Inna nahnu mustahzi'un. We're just deriding them. In this ayah, Allah Almighty says that, they are like, thinking like this, yes, they are like deriding the believers. Allahu yastahzi'u bihim. Allah Almighty is deriding them. How does Allah Almighty make fun of others? Make fun of hypocrites? Huh?
By not guiding them.
Ah, exactly, exactly. By not letting them understand. Why does Allah Almighty, why he does not like, for example, that others understand? It's because of themselves. It's not Allah Almighty's own wish, okay? Like Allah Almighty, he's so blessing, okay? He wants everyone to be guided. But the hypocrites, they themselves do not want this. They have this inward blindness, that's why, okay? They have the free will, okay, to choose the right path, but they do not. So it's their own problem. It's not Allah Almighty's problem. So Allah Almighty is yastahzi'u bihim, okay? Allah Almighty is deriding them by not letting them be guided, okay? So yes. Then Allah Almighty again says, وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. This ayah has a very great message. So the message, what I understood from this ayah is this, that if you are misguided, God forbid, if you are on the wrong path, okay, if someone is on the wrong path, this is, it can be like changed. So he can go to the right path. But this is very much painful, that if you are on the wrong path, you continue staying on the wrong path. This is painful, more painful, okay? So if someone comes to you and he guides you, it's okay. It's very good, okay? You become like a good person, believer. But if you stay being non-believer, this is more painful. This is more dangerous in the hereafter. So وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. And Allah Almighty is like leaving them. Allah Almighty leaves them alone, okay? In their rebellion, in the wrong path, okay? So they are bewildered, confused, all right? Sometimes we have pain and we understand what is that pain. This is good. Yes. We can cure it, yes? But this is very much harmful. It's more painful that you have pain and you don't know what is the pain. What part of your body hurts you?
Yes.
Oh, this is much more confusing and painful. So yes. These bewilders, these hypocrites are like this, okay? That they have the pain and they do not understand that they have a pain. And they also do not understand what type of pain they have. The pain of being unknowledgeable. Yes. The pain of being not knowledgeable. The next ayah, Allah Almighty says that they have bought the misguidance. They have bought, okay, misguidance for the guidance, in the cost of guidance. They have bought, for example, the hellfire in the cost of paradise. It means they have lost paradise because of hellfire, and they do not understand. They think this is paradise. No, it's not. So, أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارهم. Their trade, their deal, their contract, whatever they have, okay? They bought something for something, so this trade does not benefit them, does not have any profit for them. وما كانوا مهتدين, and they will not be, and they are not guided. All right?
Yes.
So, may inshallah Allah Almighty keep us on the right path, inshallah, and protect us from all evils. Now, the tajweed rules in this two ayahs. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون. Doesn't have any serious tajweed rule that we don't know. We know all of them.
Yes.
So, pronunciations of the letters, يستهزئ ها, and بهم ها, يمدهم ها, طغيا طا, okay, and him also ها, يعمهون عين, and then
ها.
Those are the pronunciations. Now, and we don't have any mad here. We have only fi, long mad, long vowel. وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ. Make sure يَمُدُّهُمْ. Sometimes it might happen. يَمُدُّهُمْ. No. يَمُدُّهُمْ. Short vowel sound, okay? Short dhamm. That's it. In the next ayah, we have some rules. أُولَٰئِكَ. We have mad letter and also the hamza in the same word. What type of mad is it?
واجب متصل.
واجب متصل. They are in the same word. So you got to stretch it for 6 counts. أولئك. All right. Al-Ladina. Now, Hamzatul Wasl in this word will be?
Skipped.
Skipped. You don't need to pronounce this. You skip it. Ula'ika al-Ladina. Directly, Kaf will be joined or connected to the letter Lam. Al-Ladina ends with Noon sound, with Fatha. Na. And the next word starts with Hamzatul Wasl. Hamzatul Wasl as well will be skipped here. So two Hamzatul Wasl are skipped here. Ula'ika al-Ladina. Noon is directly connected to the letter Sheen.
Yes.
Ula'ika al-Ladina ishtarawu. Tarawu. Right? Yes. Here, you gotta. We have Hamzatul Wasl again. Ishtarawu. Ad-dalala. Hamzatul Wasl again. And yeah. Lam we have after Lam. Lam ta'rif we have after Lam ta'rif we have sun letter.
Yeah.
Yes, so Lam will be skipped as well. But here we have Waw Mad. Again, Waw Mad will be skipped. Do you remember that rule?
Yes, yes.
لَقُلْ لَذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ وُضَّلَالَ. No, not two count, one count. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا directly, without stretching the sound. وُضَّلَالَ, وُضَّلَالَ, not وُضَّلَالَ. No, not two count, just one count. Next, بِالْهُدَى. الْهُدَى, Hamzatul الْوَسْلَ again. فَوَاد, فَمَا رَبِحَتْ. The pronunciation of the letter ha. How do you say the letter ha?
Ha.
Ha, mashallah. Ha. It is very much important. Tijaratuhum. Hum. Tija. There is a baby alif on the top of tija jim. It is that alif mad, yes? Alif maqsura. We have dagger alif, sorry. Not yeah, alif maqsura. Dagger
alif. Stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Change to alif?
Yes.
No. You cannot stop here. It's the middle of the word.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, yes.
Can you say, for example,
of course,
Alhamdu? You want to say Alhamdu. Can you say Alha?
Yeah.
It doesn't have any meaning. So you got to read the word. So yes. Tijaa. No. Tijaratuhum. All right?
No.
Wama kanu muhtadeen. Kanu muhtadeen. Ah, muhtadeen. You stop here. The long mad or the natural mad will be changed to? مد العرض للسكون.
للسكون.
Yes. You stretch it more like four counts.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay, I will recite this ayah. You should repeat after me, alright? Since we don't have much time to recite each one of us once. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون.
الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون.
أحسن. طغ بودر heavy letters. طغيانهم. أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى.
You don't have to make a pause here. I mean, there is no sign to stop, okay? But if you stop, there is no problem because the next part has like the meaning can be like separate from this one, okay? فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ.
فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ.
So now the whole ayah, Hassan. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَى فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. Take a deep breath.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين.
Okay, تجارتهم. Alright. Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we finished these two verses of the Quran Kareem and Surah Al-Baqarah. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. See you inshallah in the next session. Stay with us. Alright. So yes. In the next session, inshallah, we'll work on the next ayahs.
Inshallah.
Verses, I mean. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahiri.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن